different this time.
It's back, bitches.
Woo! Podcast number 14.
Oh, number 14.
Number 14.
Sorry, I just had to move my mic back.
Yeah, a lot of nonsense around the number 14, which we've never talked about on a single podcast.
I don't think we have.
Which is kind of amazing for us. But Awesomeware's original name was Awesomeware 14, but we decided that was dumb. So we
damn it.
Have since changed it to Awesomeware and then to Awesomeware Studios.
If you've seen the movie, the number 23, the number 14 is like that for us.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Somehow everything always comes to equal 14.
And I would just like to say, totally uncoincidentally, our time we finally started doing shit was 2014.
Just saying, bro.
See?
Just saying.
It's funny how that worked. And Joanna was looking at her watch like it was going to be 114.
What year is it? Because it's about to be 1400 hours, bitches.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a homo.
Well, nobody else does military time.
I was just trying to help
No one except people in the military do military time.
Your case of
time.
The number 14. Sorry.
No, that didn't work. Good try, though.
This Gatorade expires November 15th, 2014.
What? Whoa, 14 and 11 plus 14 is 25. 2 times 5 is 10. 1 plus something another. 14.
Sorry. I put it on silent?
Bullshit.
I took vibrate off, but I forgot to put it on vibrate.
God damn it. 14 podcasts in, and we still can't all manage to silence our phones. It's amazing.
Did you silence it now?
I did. Yes, it silenced. Okay.
So there's something else important about today. What's today?
What's today?
It's April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
Is it really?
It
yes.
is.
I
was gonna tell my boss that I got into a car accident and I can't make it into work today, but I figured that's too real.
I was
real.
Thinking about going out and like buying a legit cast.
That's something that would actually happen to you, so.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it was too real.
But I'm thinking about going out and like buying a legit cast and walking into the gym with it. Yeah.
I can put it on you if we go buy the casting stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dude, should do like a full like arm cast and one full leg cast.
Two of them and then you walk in the
gym.
Two
is too real. Two is too real. We can't do that.
Too real, bro.
You gotta do one full arm cast and one full leg cast.
If we do that, somebody's gonna have to drive me to the gym because I won't be able to drive.
Oh, yeah.
You would have to literally like sit on top of the car because there's no way you can lay down or sit down on a back seat.
Yeah. I have an SUV. We can get you in the back of the car.
That's true.
You'd be right,
Doc. I got you.
So I've decided that I'm going to grow my beard out until Worlds, which is in 4 more weeks.
I thought we already talked about that.
No.
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah. My beard is going to be furious by the end of April.
Yeah, but there was that one season where we almost went undefeated for the whole year.
And I, too, also as well had a furious
beard. You, Adam, and Daniel all had... I mean, you guys were like 17, 18 and had these... glorious beards.
That's
that
video of us singing that obnoxious song in the car with D-Day.
Yep.
We're in the back seat and Ben's beard was just grizzly as fuck.
Yeah, but I actually like comb my beard and condition it now so it's not as grizzly. Ew. But if I stopped doing that, it'd be...
Are you no pooing your beard?
No, I am pooing my beard. Well, not really? I'm not pooing my beard, but I'm conditioning it.
That's interesting. Yeah, well, let's talk about no poo because I've kind of adapted to the no poo thing because I said it was kind of cheating and I was using it like... Here you go with your little I know it was
just
a high five.
It was just a high five. It's all right.
It was just a high five.
All right, we'll let it slide.
It's never just a high five.
Ben is pooing his beard.
All right. So anyway, I've been not cheating on the no pooing thing, so I haven't shampooed since the last podcast.
Good.
But I actually read up a little bit on it yesterday.
Last yesterday?
So yesterday.
No, the yesterday
I can't
before
remember
last.
Where we're going with this. Oh, and anyway, and so I actually read some like research papers on it and shit, so it's like real stuff.
It's legit?
Yeah. But one of the things is you're not really supposed to use hair gel because there's materials in hair gel that are water insoluble. So when you're only rinsing, you can't really get it out of your hair.
That's not completely true.
No,
I mean, if you rub your fucking fingers through your hair really hard,
I think,
it comes
out.
Like oils and stuff.
Yeah, like, or not, Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah.
Like you, because it repels water, you
Who
can't
the fuck
really.
Puts Vaseline in their hair?
Black people?
Well, no, it's part of
Seriously,
hair gel.
They do.
I know that.
They do.
They do, but it's actually part of hair gel. I mean, not Vaseline specifically, but materials like that.
Like oils, basically.
Yeah, oils that you can't really rinse out. So I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to rinse out one more time with shampoo and then
not use
any more hair gel. Have you guys been using hair gel?
No.
I have not, no.
See, but do you feel like you need it?
No, you don't have to after a while.
Well, that's kind of the idea. And
yeah,
so,
because your natural oils
Because the natural
be
oils are good and
it.
The natural oils aren't completely water insoluble. So when you rinse...
They'll come off.
They'll come off. So, yeah,
I want to figure out when I stopped pooing.
Was it right after the podcast?
Do you remember the first podcast we talked about? It had been probably a week or more since
it's been like
then that
weeks.
I even shampooed my hair.
Yeah, so it's probably been at least a month, if not
it's
2 months.
It's been over a month.
And might I say that your hair looks better.
We've had like three or
really
four.
It really does. I noticed when you first walked in, it looked more...
Fuller.
Did you get your
Yeah,
hair? Like
full and healthier.
I just shaved the sides myself.
Oh.
Did you? Why didn't you shave the top? Go for like a...
because I can't cut
Macklemore
my own hair.
Kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I guess you can't cut the top of your hair, really.
Yeah, I can't.
Unless you do like just a buzz cut.
There's really only one person I trust with my hair, so.
Is that?
Ricky. Me.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, she has really beautiful hair.
No, I don't care about her hair. It's her styling ability.
I know, but she styles her own hair, yeah, so she has good hair.
Do you know who has beautiful hair?
Who?
Pie.
Yeah. We're talking about luxurious. A bunch of people nobody knows about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just want to say Ricky has beautifully red hair, and it's always the perfect shade of red. So.
Sounds like someone has
Yeah, but she's the only one I trust with my hair, so. She's a really good stylist.
Tiffany's the only person I trust with my hair.
See, I forgot that Tiffany does hair,
well,
and I don't ever see
hair
Tiffany.
That long. Sorry, I'm leaning forward on my phone.
She hasn't been, like, licensed, but she's been doing the whole wedding stuff and doing people's hair for a really long time. So
well,
she,
good for her.
Well, she's licensed now. Let's make
Guys, we're going on a complete tangent that no one gives a shit
That's
about.
That's true. We really are. We're talking about all the people we know that nobody else knows. Oh, well, if you guys happen to be in Tampa, go find Tiffany and get a haircut.
Or Ricky.
Go or find Monica. Ricky.
We have awesome hairstylists. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we do.
So if you come work for Awesomewear, we got you covered on the hair.
Got your hair done.
You might not have health care. You sure as hell will have a hairstylist.
But you're going to look good, so don't worry about it.
Speaking of healthcare, everyone in my room got sick in South Carolina this weekend.
Great, yeah. And we're all in the same room. Awesome.
Me and Ben.
Well, though, I'm on antibiotics now, so.
Me and Ben went to Myrtle Beach this weekend.
Yeah. How was that?
What? Where is it?
How was it?
Oh, it was okay. Nothing special.
Where was it? We went there 8 years ago.
But
it's Myrtle Beach.
It's a 10-hour drive, you know, with stopping a little bit just for gas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I rode up there in a minivan. Let me tell you, if you tried, you could easily sell me on a minivan now. That was the most comfortable I think I've ever taken a road trip
really?
In. And there were two TVs.
Oh.
There was a hookup for your Xbox, an outlet. You had plenty of legroom because the two seats in front completely fold down. So you can just, you know, put your feet wherever. We had a full cooler, an entire duffel bag full of snacks.
So what you're saying is we need to get a minivan.
We need to get a minivan.
With like TVs and Xbox Kinects.
Like, if you guys ever go back to...
We can have
a
podcast inside the minivan.
Right?
Oh my God. We need a swagger wagon.
And because they even have, like, standard wall outlets, we could totally do it. Like, it wouldn't even be complicated. It would just be, bring all the shit in the minivan.
So we can road trip around
right,
the country.
Right, so if we ever go back to...
And then at a rest stop, stop and do a podcast.
What kind of minivan was it?
I think it was a Chrysler.
Oh.
Eh.
See, we need a Toyota Sienna. Those are the real swagger wagons. Look it up on YouTube.
Listen, I don't care. Whatever
minivan
it is.
Bottom line is, we're doing it.
Fucking awesome. And if we ever go to, where did you guys go? Panama City? Like, if you could have taken a minivan.
Yeah, we'll never go there again.
All right.
Good.
Well, wherever you happen to go, that's a while away. Minivan's where it's at. Mm-hmm. Get one for the company.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. All right. So, yeah,
so if anybody with a minivan wants to sponsor us.
Toyota,
like,
hello?
We started out with Porsches and stuff. I'd be totally okay with a minivan at this point.
Yeah. Hell, I'd be okay with a scooter.
Yeah, Ben's got this weird thing where he wants a scooter.
He likes hitting
I saw a really sexy bike the other day at the gym. Oh, so pretty.
See,
I have no idea what it was, but
see,
it was pretty.
Can I say something about the scooters? There's only one particular type of scooter that I like, and that's the Honda Ruckus. Google it.
You're a Ruckus.
I am.
Yeah.
But all other scooters are kind of homo. So
you're kind of homo.
I would never ride a another scooter. Well, that too. I would never ride a dick either.
Penis.
Weird. You know something anyway. I can't believe we haven't talked about yet, because it's been all over the news for the last, like, 3 weeks? The plane that just miraculously disappeared.
Oh, yeah. No, they found it.
They did?
Yeah.
100%. 100% legit. 100%
found it. They legit found it. It's all over the news again.
I don't have
cable.
Well,
I haven't seen the news today, but wow.
How did I totally miss it?
They found it, like, last week.
No.
No, they didn't.
Then that's
I put
not
this
true.
On the topic.
Then that's not...
Earlier this week. No, it was, like, last week. They found it.
They found pieces. They're still not 100%
well,
sure
finding
it's
missing...
part of the plane.
Yep. So this thing could have been abducted.
I just don't get, like...
There's so much shady stuff around it that...
With all this technology we have, how the fuck did we lose a plane?
I know.
They turned off their emergency broadcasting signal thing.
Who the fuck decided, hey guys, let's put an option to turn off the emergency broadcast signal?
Right?
There's just so much mystery around it. Because they're saying that it flew after that, like it kept flying after it went off the radar or whatever. And then all of a sudden, last week the Prime Minister just said, the plane ended in the ocean. Sorry about your loss.
So
that was literally his statement to the families of the people.
How does somebody in this state and age go off the radar? It's a fucking airplane. There's an app I have on my phone that lets me track all the flights in the air right now.
If you ask Siri what planes are above you, she'll tell you the altitude and
exactly,
the location of the planes above you.
So wouldn't it be freaky if like you're just like, hey Siri, what planes are above me? And they're like, flight 370. And you're just like, oh shit.
Malaysia 370 is right above you right now.
But seriously, how the fuck in this day and age do we just lose a plane? Like, how is there a switch that, oh, well, I'm going to just turn off the GPS. Like, nobody thought, hey, you know, maybe we should put one in the tail of the plane that nobody can fucking turn off.
Maybe there isn't an off button.
Well, apparently there is because they turned it off.
Maybe they didn't turn it off. Maybe it was the aliens.
Well, one of the theories right now is that it was, there was a zombie outbreak on the plane, so the captain just took it down to keep the zombies isolated from everybody
speaking
else.
Of zombies, oh, that would be, I got into that would be really heroic of him.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
I haven't seen the last episode, so don't say shit or I'll cut you.
Please don't talk about it at all, because I'm still in like season two.
Yeah,
I just got into it.
Sorry.
So that's all I wanted to say. See, I got into it, and it's pretty fucking cool.
I know.
I was busy watching Harry Potter when that was on.
Last night?
Sunday.
Yeah, you had a Harry Potter marathon in Myrtle Beach, didn't you?
Yeah.
Gay?
Nah, man.
What? You gotta love Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. Don't front.
Okay. Yeah.
I still haven't seen the last, like, three movies of Harry Potter.
I don't think I've seen the last one.
What's wrong with you?
I saw The Goblet of Fire. I haven't seen the fifth, sixth, or either the seventh.
Snape kills Dumbledore. Spoilers. You've probably read all the books, so
I haven't
read
the seventh book, but I have read all the way up to the sixth.
Yeah, yo, homie, I heard you like spoilers, so I put a spoiler on your spoiler so you can spoil while Snape kills Dumbledore.
I like that.
I'm amazed you delivered that without fucking that up. Because normally you say shit like that. All right.
That was good, Ben.
Yeah, congratulations.
I tried really hard on that one.
I'm really happy for you.
You guys was no.
You
didn't. I can't even do it. Want to know what's disappointing?
What's that?
That half bottle of wine that was in my car.
It's spilled.
I drank it.
I had a cocktail before I came.
You know, you are an alcoholic. Like, full blown.
No, I'm a functioning alcoholic.
Joey, your Gatorade
no,
is sitting.
I'm a, still an alcoholic. I'm a functioning drunk. Right there. Alcoholics go to meetings.
And it's not... You're being spiritual. It's spirits. We're drinking.
Yeah, we tried that excuse last week. I still don't buy it.
Fuck you, Joey.
Hey, but you know what? I don't think you have alcohol today.
I was just about to say that. I don't have any vodka in that drink. So.
Good. Well, I'm very proud of you, Si.
But now that you mention it, it is in my car.
Well, too bad. We've already started the podcast, so you can't.
You can miss me for 15 seconds.
No.
Come on.
No, sorry.
We did this last week. I keep forgetting.
We did. We're trying not to enable you. We're trying to be helpful.
It's not going to stop me as soon as I get out of here to go to my car and be like, all right, well.
Yeah, but we're just, you know, exercising self-control.
Yeah, we are, because we have Extra Life in a few months and Operation Supply Drop next
month. Yeah, we're going to have to do a dry run of that to...
Try to keep him sober for 24 hours?
No, we're...
we're going to do a...
No, we're going to stay up for 24 hours and let Si drink and also maintain control of himself.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that's easy. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I've done it before.
Well, okay, but then...
Well, actually, I think I made it almost 24 hours. I think I made it 20 hours in Panama City. Because I was not blacked out until the end of the night.
No. Blackout doesn't count. I'm saying being like
as
a baffling drunk.
As you're awake and talking.
No, I was fine. Yeah, I was awake and talking. You were there. Well, you kind of don't
remember. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to do
I only don't remember 2 hours.
Let me just say that our first Cloudberry Kingdom Let's Play, we were all babbling.
Yeah,
well, that's true. And me were babbling.
But that's how you're supposed to.
No, but it was... We went back and we watched it after we posted it and decided to take it down because...
Aww. It's horrible.
Yeah. Which is why I don't want to...
Like, I'm like, wow.
Have a 24-hour live stream where, you know. So that's why we're going to do a couple test runs first.
I will not drink.
I'm okay with a test run. Let's do all of them. The next month. Well, practice. That's what it is. It's practice. It's not a test run.
Perfect. So after the podcast, let's set up a date for that so we could do our test run.
Our practice run where you guys... Exercise self-control.
Right. We actually have to stay awake for 24 hours.
Stay awake for 24 hours while drinking.
I need Red Bull.
Hold on. Can we get 5-Hour Energy to sponsor us?
Probably. 5-Hour Energy will sponsor us. I'd personally rather Red Bull sponsor us, but hey, 5-Hour Energy if you want to do it.
I'm down for Red Bull.
I'd rather have Red Bull too.
Yeah.
I just like Red Bull more personally. Because 5-Hour Energy is just like a shot, but Red Bull I can
drink. About 5-Hour makes my fucking stomach hurt. Like, what about nasty?
I've never had that before.
We'll talk about this after the podcast. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is relevant. We're talking about how much we love Red Bull.
That's true.
You know, one time when I went to the plant, which is the high school I went to, States game, they had a Red Bull truck that came around and was just handing out free Red Bulls.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, they did that at Brandywine where I used to snowboard in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have, as soon as you got down the mountain from your ride, they're like, hey, have a Red Bull. I'm like what?
Okay.
Thank you. Love you.
This will give me enough energy to make it back up this long-ass fucking hill.
No, they have,
then
like,
they ran
ski
up
lifts.
The entire mountain.
Yeah, we ran up the mountain after drinking that Red Bull.
It gave you wings.
If it did, well,
but yeah, so
I mean,
anyway,
a ski lift is kind of like wings, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. They gave me two Red Bulls, and I drank one just kind of normal, but then we had to go into the game, because, you know, we were, what's it called, when you party in the parking lot?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. Sorry.
Tailgated with Red Bull.
Woo-woo! I don't tailgate a lot. So anyway, then the game was starting, and they didn't let you bring in your Red Bull. I was like, well, I'm not going to let this Red Bull go to waste. Chug. So I chug a Red Bull in like 15 seconds. My heart was going to die.
No, it wasn't.
It was going to die.
No, it wasn't. Those 20-ounce Red Bulls, those big-ass things, I can chug them. Like, straight up.
Well, you must have better experience than I do, because I was ready to die. My heart grew wings.
This isn't right!
You know what I tried for the first time? C4. Have you all had that?
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'd never had it before until yesterday.
How tingly was your body?
Should we explain what C4 is first?
Awesome, but then I started working out, and I was like, yes, this is great!
So somebody explain what C4 is.
I'll do. C4 is a pre-workout energy supplement, yeah. It's a powder that you put in water, but you only put like 6 ounces of water, so it's not a lot.
It's like taking a shot.
And you put like a whole scoop. It's like a big, it's like a triple shot.
A tiny scoop.
Yeah, the scoop thing is like
It's like a teaspoon, but compared to the amount of liquid, it makes the liquid kind of thick. But this shit is on fucking point when you want to work out or you want to do anything where you need energy.
It's
do one of those and you're just like, dude, my ears.
What were
that's the first thing.
Could you do that again?
No. It's a one time
thing. That's the first thing that started tingling my ears.
Yes.
And then
you feel
it
your
was
face.
My skin. And you know, I got to the gym and I started like doing weights. I was doing weights for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Usually I only do about 45 minutes, but I was like just going at it. It was awesome.
Cool.
Best thing ever.
I think I'm done blacking out.
Good.
Alcohol?
That's great.
Or blacking out your tattoos, because you're looking at your tattoo as you said.
Well, it's because I have two huge bruises on my arm that I can't see, but I can feel them like a motherfucker.
And you have no idea how you
from
got
your...
them?
And I can't see this one because there's a tattoo right
there.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
But yeah, no, I got them last night, and I have like 3 cuts on my hand. Like, I don't know where the fuck those come
from.
You
went out last night?
Yeah.
Jerk.
No, the night before last. Oh. I was hungover last night. Yeah.
Good.
I went to
a lot
the beach
of times
Nick.
Your way of dealing with your hangovers. Well, I'll just drink more, so...
That actually happened Sunday.
See,
I was hungover from Saturday, and I was like, I need to do something. Nick's like, let's go to the beach. And I'm like, yeah, beach, alcohol.
Day into the life of Psy.
Yeah, that's
beach?
About it.
Alcohol. Movies?
Alcohol.
Sit on the couch and watch TV?
Alcohol. Podcast?
Alcohol.
That was good.
You guys eat sushi?
I love sushi.
I had sushi for the very first time last week.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself.
I kind of want to go get sushi now.
Dude, cool.
It was okay. It was cooked. I don't think I could venture into the raw thing.
What?
I don't get what everybody's problem with raw sushi is. It's just like,
I love
it.
I don't
the same.
Like, well,
it's just cold.
Yeah.
Okay, but texture-wise, is it slimy?
No,
not at all.
It's like,
if it's slimy, then it's bad, and you shouldn't be eating it.
Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I've never had it.
Well, you should venture out of your little shit box you're in.
Okay, well, let's go eat sushi. And
okay,
try
let's do
it.
Not
you're
today,
because I just ate.
Fuck
I want to go get sushi.
Yeah. Hey, what sushi date tomorrow, guys?
No, I'm getting sushi today.
Free.
Like, I'm not waiting for you guys.
Oh, I think my dad's home.
I don't work tomorrow, so
I parked in the driveway.
Fifi's home.
But yeah, let's do sushi tomorrow.
Look, there's a tiny animal that pisses on things.
I can do that.
Fifi, shoot.
In the afternoon, what time?
Probably in the morning or early afternoon.
Can we put a picture of her on like the link dump or something? Because she looks like Splinter.
Sure.
We've been over this. She looks like Splinter.
Can I talk about something I talked about with my friend today?
Can you wait until other people are done talking, you shit eater?
Fuck you. Love you.
God.
You were done.
All right, Joey.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, go ahead and finish.
I'm already done.
Yes, we can take a picture of Fifi and put her in the link down. Mm-hmm. All right, Joanna.
Okay.
She looks like Splinter.
So, shout out to my friend Lisa, who I had lunch with today.
Nobody cares.
And we were talking about a trip to Vegas.
No one really cares.
I just had this idea, because I was talking about drinking, and drinking in Vegas is probably really expensive. Have you all ever heard of anybody inventing a bra that could hold liquor?
Okay, yes. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard of
in
my life.
Yes, I have.
Yes? Dang it.
They have, like, cup holder. Are you saying, like, a Camelback style?
Yeah.
Yes, but...
So it looks like you have quadruple Fs.
It would be in your bra.
But full of alcohol.
And slowly deflate.
Bitch walked in with
to an A cup.
And is leaving with, like, an A cup.
So I was talking shit about right now. If they made that, he would buy it for himself.
Yeah, it's true. Because then I'd have boobies to feel on. What?
No,
boobies and
it
drunk?
Would be like, it would be just like a bra, but instead of the filling of whatever bras are made of, or like push-up bras mostly, I don't know, because
I'm not very
one.
Familiar with bras, so I don't know.
Okay.
I
just know how to take them off with my teeth.
Kink.
That's
anyway,
impressive.
And then
it
would have like a straw by the strap, and then you could just drink, and then you'd be good. Oh. But if somebody already made
I'm sure somebody's
then,
already done it.
not an amazing idea anymore.
So all tangents aside, was there a point to bringing up sushi?
No, I was just wondering if anybody liked sushi. Because a lot of people really don't like sushi, for whatever reason.
A lot of people
and I don't even think that they don't like sushi.
Because they never had it and they don't want it.
They don't like the idea of raw fish.
Yeah.
Fiji,
that's
get out of
pretty
here.
Much my problem. But I did try it the other day and I liked it. It was good. You know I'm willing to try it raw, I guess.
You know what I love? Seared ahi tuna, where it's still raw in the middle, but like the outside has a crust
on it. Ahi
tuna is
so good.
I had that at Outback, but Outback food never really completely agrees with me on the way out.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, dude, it's awful. Like, our bathroom, you can go into our bathroom in South Carolina for like 10 minutes after I got out.
Something to talk about Myrtle Beach for me. I went to a seafood restaurant in North Carolina, because I ended up going up to North Carolina after everybody else was still in South Carolina.
Did you go see my cousin?
No, I didn't.
Asshole.
I don't know. One of your cousins lives in North Carolina.
Ken Pee. He's in boot camp. Or not boot camp. But
Paris Island?
Yeah.
I was in Paris Island.
You're an idiot.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
He was probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But I was totally in Paris Island. Well, this morning, I guess. Anyway, I went to this restaurant. $20 for a 5-gallon bucket full of oysters.
Oh, yeah. You put a picture on it.
Yeah,
I
did.
I
never had oysters.
Really?
Oysters are the shit, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah?
Fucking delicious. And normally they're expensive. Like, the first night we got there, I got oysters on the half shell, which is like when you go to a normal restaurant, they're like
they're already
them
shucked.
Like a meal.
Yeah.
They're shucked for you. $7 for six. Huh. And that's kind of standard.
And
that was actually
$20
for
a bucket?
I got $20 for a bucket. Me and four people split it, and we all, each on our own, got $20 worth of oysters.
Huh.
Fantastic deal. And then it was really cool because they took the oyster shells after you were done eating them, and they just threw them in the parking lot, and cars ran over them, and that's how they graveled their parking lot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat. But what happens when one of those oyster shells gets stuck in your tire and it
I don't think oyster shells are all that sharp.
Mm-mm.
You'd be surprised. I've cut myself on one of those fuckers.
Are you a tire?
Right?
I'm pretty sure your skin's a lot thinner than a tire.
Okay.
I don't know. Some of the tires I've had to deal with back when I worked on cars.
I know we say this all the time, but I'd really like that on a shirt. Just a picture of a tire. Are you a tire? That's going to be our next shirt, I've decided.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Team Hot Mess. Me and Ben have decided, since we're not part of Team Hot Mess, we're Team Shit Together.
Because we have our shit together.
Yeah. More than you guys do.
I don't know.
A lot more than you guys do.
I don't know.
You're Team Hot Mess, so...
Doubtable. Yeah, but that's just because it's a funny inside joke. But
how about
having our shit together, really?
Oh, it's just a joke to you?
That's how I live!
We're going to have to fucking turn that one down.
Could
it's going to be really loud.
Yeah,
I
have a part of Adobe Audition is it matches all the audio levels.
That's good.
So size yells just get like, they're like weirdly loud, but still quiet. And you're like, that sounds weird.
It's like I'm away from the mic. I'm like,
yeah, kind of, exactly.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
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 Good. All right.
Good. Good. All right.
Such weirdos.
Now you've ruined like all opportunities for a smooth segue.
Have we?
Yeah, no, I'm just using you guys as an excuse because I have no idea how to segue to the next
topic.
Fuck
you, buddy. What's the next topic? Let's talk about the next topic.
Oh,
what's next
God.
On the list?
Not again.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying a word.
At least I turned the lack of a segue into a segue, right?
That's true.
See how it worked?
Yeah, no, that worked.
But we still haven't talked about the next topic.
We haven't because I'm just trying to like let the segue roll.
Y'all fucking ruined it. Just talk about it.
Ben!
Sorry. I'll put it down, I
Thank
promise.
Thank you.
Good call.
Every time.
That's
I heard
second
it.
Podcast
I heard
in a row.
Speaking of segues, has anyone ever ridden on a Segway? Those little,
no,
like, fucking...
I think it would be fucking awesome.
I tried to, and I ate shit. I fell right
Did
off
you?
Of it. Yeah. Like, I can't stand on those things. It's
like on your
whoa.
Ass?
Only
yeah.
Ben's dumb enough to fall off a Segway. Those things are, like, designed
you just,
so you don't fall off of them.
Just step down next time.
I may have been a little drunk when I tried, but...
Oh, well.
Have you seen
it.
That, it, like, extreme Segwaying? And it's like people
I've heard about
almost
it.
Skateboard, but on a Segway.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I would
I have
like
to see
get
this.
Into that.
Yeah. There's some YouTube videos and stuff.
We still have to
I've
do
seen
our
like
real
the like Razor scooter things, like the little two-wheeled things that are like skateboards, but they have a
yeah.
stick.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows what a Razor scooter is.
Yeah, yeah. Those are dumb.
Why?
I don't know. Like I just
You never had a Razor scooter?
I've had one, but it was dumb. I preferred my skateboard.
You could do tricks.
I could do tricks on my
for
skateboard,
people who
dude.
Don't know how to skateboard because you have the handles.
Me.
Exactly. Me too. Because I can't skateboard or shit, but I can ride a scooter.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong. I'm shitty at
skateboarding
but
fun,
I prefer
though.
It over...
Like, it's so much easier than having to hold on to something. You just...
Yeah, except
go.
You gotta, like,
wrong.
Stand up.
And you have to lean certain ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's why you get a longboard then, and it's a little bit easier.
A little
retarded.
Bit easier.
But you know what's really retarded? Those rip sticks where they only have two wheels.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do people do those?
And you have to, like, wiggle.
Yeah. Although when I've seen them at USF, where people have, it's basically just like that, but it only goes on each shoe separately. They're not connected. So people just step on these platforms. There's no belt or anything on it. It's just the friction between your shoe and the pad.
Fuck that. I would die.
And people ride all the way around on these, like, single wheeled things on their feet. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're going to die.
I think I would just eat shit as soon as I would even look at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, no.
What movie was I watching? Oh, Planes. I was watching Planes because my daughter was watching it. But there was a part.
Why? You wanted to watch it.
Shut up. There was a part where the plane says he's going to be in this race and he's just like a little crop duster plane. And it's like all over the news they're showing like different places of like them watching this broadcast. And like in this crop dusting plane, blah, blah, blah. And the little girl, one of the girl planes, like in the bar, she's like, well, he's going to die. I was like, oh, you can't say that in a children's movie.
That's awesome.
At least she's honest.
Yeah. So. See, you know that it is very unlikely that a deck of cards has been shuffled in the same way twice.
Mm. Wow.
In the history of the world.
Whoa.
Because there are that many different patterns. It is 8 times 10 to the power of 67 is how many different options there are. So that's like half a Google different options.
Yeah.
Is there an odds as to...
Like I was about to say, I'm not even
how many times you can shuffle it really bad compared to a good shuffle?
What's the difference between a good shuffle and a bad shuffle?
The way I think about it is like you get a fresh pack of cards out and you shuffle it that one time. It's not very hard to shuffle that deck the same time. If you shuffle, if you're a really good shuffler, it's 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 and it's really fast.
I mean, if it's perfect, yeah, but it's like, super unlikely. Because there's like 67 zeros after that 8 different ways that a deck of cards can be.
True that.
Yeah. So anytime you've played poker or whatever, different. And then
you've been playing it wrong.
You know how at the casino when they play blackjack, they play with like 3 cards or 3 decks of cards. Right. So take that and cube it. Yeah, that's like
my head hurts.
A couple of Googles worth of different ways the deck can be shuffled, which makes it really hard to count cards, I guess. Not that I count cards. Or do I?
Joey, we're never going to be allowed in a casino.
Way to ruin it for us, Joey. Thank you.
That's okay. I'll never be allowed in a casino because apparently I'm just that good at blackjack. That's how it works. That's the illusion.
I've never even played blackjack.
Me I know either. It's an illusion.
I don't
even
know the rules.
Fuck you, Joe. I was like, I know it's an illusion, but if you are really good, we should go to the casino now.
Are you telling us something that we could use?
No. It's all right. The podcast won't be up till tomorrow.
Let's
so
go
we can
crazy
at least
tonight.
Make it rich once.
We got to go to what? 24 hours? 12 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Hey, I can always delay the podcast.
Hey, you can. What
hey,
up?
Hey, this is true.
Well, last week, I don't think we were out till
we
like
could just say, this will never happen.
That's true. You know, if we make like $10 million tonight, I'm totally okay throwing out a podcast.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh, we could totally redo
or
it tomorrow.
Or we could just say, I'll record another one tomorrow.
Or why don't we just cut out this segment like we do every other fucking week?
We're going to the beep!
Exactly. Wow, we're $10 million richer. That was
Reacher?
$10 million richer. That was a great trip to the beep.
There you go.
Almost sounds like beach.
Oh, yeah.
I could go to the beach.
Yeah, we were digging alcohol? For treasure. Digging for alcohol.
That's what side digs for.
I do.
You guys hear that Facebook bot Oculus Rift?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's an Oculus Rift?
That was that virtual reality thing we talked about, like podcast number 2, if not number 1.
Yeah. It was a really cool idea until they sold it to Facebook.
Yeah, so now people are pretty upset about that.
Because it started on Kickstarter, and people gave them millions of dollars to make this apparatus, to make augmented reality in video games, virtual reality in gaming, cool. And
they were doing really great so far, and they were listening to their consumers and doing awesome, and then they sold to Facebook.
For like $2
And nobody
billion
likes
dollars.
Facebook. For how much?
I don't know. It was like $2 billion.
Yeah, it was
$2 billion.
I knew the number. I thought you said $200. I was like,
no.
Nope.
They got ripped off.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah, $2 billion.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, kind of sucks. But in other news,
they made a lot of money on it.
Well, they did. But right before Facebook bought Oculus Rift, Sony announced that they have a virtual reality helmet.
Oh.
Which apparently was very nice and very comparable to the current state of the Oculus Rift. Oh. The only downside is, of course, it only works for the PS4.
Hmm.
So that's kind of the downside. But the plus side is I trust Sony to make it without, you know, overriding with advertisements and all that other nonsense. Like, I don't trust Facebook.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, I mean, Facebook could still do it and do it right and not load it up with Facebook ads and all that other shit.
But let's be real.
It is Facebook.
It's probably going to be just that.
Right. So, and then maybe you can, like, jailbreak your Oculus Rift and remove it all that way. So, what are you doing?
Jailbreak your Oculus Rift.
I was going to say jailbreak the Oculus Rift.
Sure, why not? Damn side conversations.
No, you guys had your own. I just had one thing.
No, we had the important one.
Yeah, mine was equally important. Mine was equally important.
Right, so say it to the table. That's what we're saying. Share it with everybody.
Well, you asked me what I was doing. I got real close to the microphone. I was going to say something. And then you turned and started talking to them. And I was like, I was going to say, I'm going to jailbreak that ass.
And all I did was laugh. So
fuck you. It wasn't a side conversation.
Back to the PS4 version of the Oculus Rift.
Yes.
Now, fuck, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Shit, I fucked up.
Were you cheating and trying to make the next list on the top or next item on the topic list your own idea?
No.
Oh,
what's the next item on the topic list, Joey?
See, now at least we're turning it into a joke, so yeah. It's totally okay. It's a shitty segue.
Now y'all still suck.
Joanna's just upset because it was her fault last time, and now when we're doing it, it's okay. Sorry, Joanna.
Oh,
it's still not okay, but okay.
What is the next subject?
That the PS4 might actually be getting backwards compatibility with PS1 and PS2.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It's a mic.
That's what it was. Because it was related to
PS4. See, he was just trying to make it his own idea. Uh-huh. I see what he was doing.
No, it was related to the PS4 because they're getting the Oculus. But have they removed the restrictions on capturing video?
I don't think there ever were.
Yeah, there is. Because remember, they couldn't record the new Killzone game or
I remember that.
Game
I remember
was,
hearing about
that. That came out. They couldn't record the thing because it has some weird four-letter
I think so then
bullshit.
Yeah, but because I think it was always intended and it was kind of accidental.
Just kidding, sorry.
Because I know the PS3 had protection on it. But you know, because the PS4 has a dedicated share and record button where you can automatically just post it to Twitch or YouTube or whatever just from your controller. There's a button for it.
It's pretty fucking cool.
And the Xbox One finally got that feature because it was supposed to have it from the start, and then for whatever reason they didn't, but now they do.
Kind of like me with my shopping list. I forgot to get ramen last night.
Yeah,
Xbox
you did.
Probably just forgot to put in the button.
Yeah, they just forgot to... Oh, shit, I forgot to check mark that one to say okay.
And I texted him while he was at the grocery store. I'm like, hey, if you're still there, get ramen. He's like, okay. And he comes home, he's like, I forgot the ramen. I was like, how did you... You were at the grocery store when I texted you.
I wasn't, though. I was still at the gym.
Are you shitting me?
So you went to the grocery store after?
After the gym, yeah. I got out of the gym at like 11:45.
Stupid.
I know.
Could have had ramen this morning.
You could have had ramen this morning.
You could have. I could have had ramen this morning. But
did we talk about Titanfall? We talked about Titanfall last
week. Yeah.
And how we didn't talk about it before.
Yeah.
Well, they recently announced that if you cheat in Titanfall, rather than getting banned, you just have to play on servers only with other cheaters.
That is amazing.
So you just, you know, you, and I forget what they said, but if you paid for a cheat, you better hope you paid a lot of money. Or paid for the best product, because if somebody has a better cheat than you, you're going to get your ass handed to you by them.
That is awesome.
So
they did the same thing with, what's that fighting game? Killer Instinct on Xbox One. If you cheat, they make you play against other cheaters for 24 hours until you can come back. And then if you cheat again, it's a week, and then a month, and then it's infinite, I think.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess if you're going to cheat, you know, fuck it, you'll play with other cheaters. You don't even have to... You can still play. Nobody's saying you can't play.
Man, I wish they would do that with Call of Duty.
Right? That would be awesome.
I wish they would do that with kids who talked about fucking my mother.
Just right? Put them in a room with other people. Well, supposedly, actually...
This is a room full. I'm going to fuck your mother. I'm going to fuck your mother.
Wait, so we're all agreeing we're going to fuck each other's mothers? Why is that a problem?
We're all on the same page here.
Each other's mothers.
Fuck each other's mothers.
But actually, supposedly, the Xbox One
never heard that song.
Is going to be doing that now with their review system. The way you review people, other people who get bad reviews in the same category of badness will be matched up together on Xbox One games.
Word.
So, kind of, you'll get a bunch of room with people trying to fuck each other's mothers.
I really want to get an Xbox One.
Yeah, kind of expensive. And none of the games are all that great.
We're waiting.
Like, Titanfall is the only game I would get an Xbox One for, and I already have it for PC, so, like,
maybe Thief. I'd get Thief for it.
Thief? Is Thief on PC?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if it is, I just get it on PC. That's the problem. Then, like, Watch Dogs, which I'm really excited for, also on
Speaking
PC.
Of PCs, did you find out about your money?
Yes.
Yeah, I have another document I gotta send that, now I have to wait for the IRS to mail it to me. 7 to 10 days from last podcast, so it could come today, for all we know.
Oh, that's true.
So, have you checked your mail today?
No, I haven't.
We should go check your mail.
It could be in the mailbox.
While you're out there, grab the alcohol out of my car. Just kidding.
Not really.
Not so. Really.
You know, but at least we knew as soon as I got there that I still needed it, and so... Because I guess I had it, but I only... It was a double-sided document, and I only had one side of each document scanned, so...
Good job, Joey.
Let's talk about my shirt for a minute.
Actually, really, it's my dad.
Good job, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
Let's talk about my shirt for a minute.
Okay.
And how sexy it is.
What's on your shirt?
It's a... We can't really talk about that.
No, I know. We can't talk about it, but you can just look at it.
It's pretty beautiful.
It is. Right, it's just so a sexy girl. Her tongue, she's like, eh. I'm like, ooh.
It gave him butterflies.
I'm like, penis.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so I'm just going to cut out all that middle part on my penis.
Just come back with, on my penis.
No, that's, yeah, that's what happened. Right now, everybody listens like, I don't get it. What are they talking about? That's what happened.
That's what happened.
So you know what we haven't done yet?
What haven't we done?
We haven't recorded Indie Game of the Week yet.
Yeah.
We also haven't done any Let's Plays past 2 weeks.
No, we really haven't.
Wow, we are fucking slacking.
School's almost over for me.
How's the Minecraft server doing?
Minecraft server's doing good. Our spawn just finished. Our spawn is beautiful.
Zahara, you are amazing.
Yes. In fact, we are going to do it just because at some point today. Mm-hmm. Might have to be tonight.
It'll be tonight.
And it's going to star the... The spawn, the new spawn, totally unrelated to the actual Let's Play or the Just Because, but I figured it would be.
I think I'm gonna fly to Australia and give you a hug. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And you two have. No I really idea don't what have talking about
nothing.
I really don't have the money to fly to Australia. Not one. But I'm sending you a hug through the podcast.
Yeah, I'm ready to go on a vacation to Sweden just by myself. Don't
Sweden?
Talk to anybody?
No, I want to go to Sweden because there's hot bitches.
Okay.
I have a friend that lives.
But baby,
in
we're in Sweden. How did you get to Sweden? I followed you, Dad. You told me that you weren't leaving.
Oh. Can we stop singing Eminem references?
Thank you, Ben. Jeez.
But I was going somewhere with that. The
Indie
Game
story of Hot Bitches?
No, the Indie Game of the Week.
Oh.
Because.
Is there a new Indie Game of the Week that you're excited about?
Well, the first one, and I really want Kerbal Space Program to be my first Indie Game of the Week, so you guys heard it first. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you
Kerbal,
know, I know
I'm
whenever
recording
we can perfectly
it right
time
now.
We can perfectly time that. They're supposed to be getting an official NASA update. Would you two fucking focus on the podcast?
It's official NASA update. I heard you.
For what game?
Commander.
Yeah, exactly.
Kerbal Space Program.
Yeah, see? I knew what I was talking about. Shut up.
No, you didn't.
I just didn't know the
what
name of the
Kerbal
game.
What is Kerbal Space Program? What do you do in that game?
Yeah.
Have I ever played that game?
You
Have
should.
I ever even heard of that game until 2 seconds ago?
Yeah, because we've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah.
The one I wasn't in?
Probably. So anyway, it's basically a really awesome game where you build a rocket, but it's like, for the most part, scientifically accurate. So it's actually a really hard game.
Yeah.
Unless you're a rocket scientist.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Hey, it works that time.
But it's going to get an official NASA update with like official NASA parts and all that other stuff. And it's really awesome and exciting.
Yeah, let's teach everybody how to build a fucking rocket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're furthering the space exploration program.
We're furthering education because people are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
This is true.
Furthering
Listen.
Nuclear missiles. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know. Same thing. So anyway, that's totally fucking awesome. And that would be the perfect time to do it as our Indie Game of the Week.
Yep,
it's like,
absolutely.
Hey, this game got the NASA update this week. Go play it.
Yeath.
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 I'm so excited about that game. Like it's not very like action packed or like, exciting at all. And so yeah, until you crash your fucking rocket.
And you have these little green aliens, kind of like little green men, like you know. Anyway,
and they're your Kerbals, and they make the funniest faces while you're flying.
They're right, like, and like if they start crashing, they start freaking out. Unless their level, depending on their level of intelligence, if they're really dumb, they get really excited when they're about to crash.
It's so cool.
So anyway, that's an awesome game.
I want sushi still. I'm really just, my mind is focused on sushi.
Hootie Blows Fish thought I really love sushi, though.
You guys keep singing, like, these random parts of songs, and I just have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
Well, they're related to what we're saying.
Yeah, but I still, like, have no other
there's a
reference
lyric
for them.
I've noticed that there's a lyric for everything.
Probably. Yes, we could probably do an entire podcast in song.
You know what comes out
what
this
if,
weekend?
What if we had a musical podcast?
Oh, goodness, no.
Can we?
Yes.
Sure. What comes
Captain
out this
America.
Weekend? Is that really out there ready this weekend?
Winter yep. Soldier.
Ooh, let's go see it.
Yeah.
I am so
we
excited.
We should go
for
see it at
movie.
The Bellagio.
No, but we're going to be in Orlando this weekend.
Then, well, I don't want to see it opening weekend anyway. No, fuck opening weekend movies.
So when we come back next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, the following weekend. I think we have that weekend off.
All right.
Did you know?
The Bellagio is at
North
theater
maybe.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
that
with
you're
the.
Talking
with
about.
The
oh,
the
yeah.
Lazy
I'm
Boy
totally
shoes.
Down for
yeah.
that then.
I
want to
see. I want to see how accurate it is to the actual storyline of the Winter Soldier.
I don't know. Nobody else has read the comics.
Me either.
Now, don't spoil it, because
Say nothing.
I've decided you have absolutely no comprehension of what a spoiler is.
He doesn't. He's like, it goes on a car, huh?
Yes. And then that's exactly what it
but
is.
To Ben, nothing is a spoiler.
Hey, guys, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah, it's like, that's not a spoiler. That happens in the book. Yeah, exactly.
For the people who haven't read that book or seen that movie, you just destroyed it.
If you haven't seen...
I was gonna. Everybody knows Snape kills Dumbledore at this point. Yeah. You know, and that's funny because I actually had that ruined to me. Totally not how everybody else found out about it. Because you know, everybody else found out through the internet.
Right.
I was just talking to some girl. My dad was at like a running club thing. I was like 8 or something, and she's like, "Yeah, Snape kills Dumbledore," because she read it. I was like, "Oh, <Well,
thank laughs> I hate you. Yeah. Go away."
So sad.
Yep.
So yeah, let's talk about America. I'm fucking excited.
No, let's talk about how Joanna ruins game nights.
How did Joanna?
Let's
ruin
not
game
talk
night?
About oh, how Joanna. Oh, no, we're talking about that.
So mad. I don't even want to go to game night tonight because
then don't go.
You suck.
Why are we?
Then don't go.
I've already convinced everybody else that we should just go to the bar and tell you we're going to come, and then have you sitting there by yourself.
Then don't go
for like two hours.
I'm
like,
confused. What did I miss? And it's Tuesday night. Since when do we have game night?
Just stupid fucking drama.
We usually don't.
Joanna's being a girl now. And nobody likes it.
Joanna.
She's growing lady parts, and nobody likes it.
Sorry, I'll try to tuck them.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No,
lady parts you don't tuck. You untuck.
You untuck what you have.
No, we usually do it on the weekend, but this next few weekends we're going to be gone, so.
Just this next weekend. And then the next weekend after that is Easter, I think.
Is it?
No, this weekend
in
Orlando.
It is, it's Easter weekend.
No, you're that's right. Not till the
18th. And then but nobody 12th, cares.
We're going somewhere else, and then Easter.
Go to Daytona. Maybe we'll do a Daytona podcast. But you guys,
what you
want to
bring all
us.
Your stuff?
If when we you get a minivan,
Daytona? When you
can we get a minivan for Daytona?
When I can run to Daytona.
I think I think I can still get the hookup at Toyota. I'll leave my car there for a weekend to get it serviced.
So, but I have my own hotel room. Because,
but I'll have Riley.
And I'll have
all right. So anyway, nobody cares about our 2 weekend plan week? Away.
That's, right.
Nobody cares.
Long we're segueing.
Joey, what's next on the topic list?
Can we do a podcast on segues?
That sounds like
just a whole podcast.
No, no, like writing segues.
That would be interesting.
Where are we going to get segues from?
The fuck if I know. There's like rental places.
I'm still trying to get us wheelchairs.
TourTampa.com. Well, yeah, I was going to say downtown Tampa has a Segway tour.
Thanks, KP.
Clutch.
You know, I had a waitress in South Carolina whose name was KP.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I went with Kaylee's dad.
I met a gay guy named KP.
Did you guys ever get bomb threats at high school?
Yes, I did. When I was in high school, this dude called from a payphone down the street. And
Joanna's so
caught.
Old, they had payphones.
Oh, shut up. I just said my age. Well, this was also... I mean, it was like 2003, yeah.
Yeah, well,
there was definitely payphones back
when I was in high school, we had bomb threats for a solid like 3 weeks where everybody had to go on the track and people were having like heat strokes. It was fucking awful.
Well, bomb threats are like the dumbest thing. Not for the person making, well, for everybody.
Yeah.
First of all, if I put a bomb in the school, why am I going to call and be like, hey, I put a bomb in the school?
No, second off, I don't even want to say this because people are going to be like listening and be like, I'm doing this next time. But if you really have a bomb in the school, put it under the fucking bleachers outside.
Like, I'm assuming if you call a bomb threat into a school, you go to the school.
Yeah.
He's like, so you know what the bomb threat procedure is. Oh, well, let's go out in the field.
No, here's the other thing, though. If it's a bomb and it's a legit bomb, like a good one, being 100 yards from the school isn't going to protect the people. So the fuck? Really?
Right. It's like, go stand out in the parking lot.
You're still going to get shrapnel. I mean, you're still going
to be... Oh, it's raining bricks. That's cool.
It's pretty much on the same level back in the day when you had to do the atomic bomb, like practice threats. Hide under your desk. You know, because
the desk is almighty powerful desk.
Protect me, cone!
It's going to protect you from an atomic bomb. It's the same thing. Oh, well, if I stand outside next to the school, I'll be okay from the bomb.
Yeah,
clearly.
No. Or again, but you go out to the football field. Well, if I go to the school, I know that. I'm just going to... Has nobody in the administration thought this before?
I don't think so.
It's like, there's a bomb in this school. They all come outside. Boom. Just kidding. It was under the bleachers.
But I mean, seriously.
Gotcha, bitches.
I mean, we're getting, like, on all sorts of terrorist watch lists now.
Yeah, we are.
But, like, seriously, one guy does that, and it's going to blow everybody's mind. It's going to be like, wow, why did nobody think of that before today?
And it's our fault. It's all our fault now. It's like,
the whole point of the threats, though, I think are mostly pranks. Like, for example,
yeah,
the
to
one
get out of
school.
Well, exactly. That's my thought.
The one in high school, that's what it was. They wanted, it was a senior. He was a senior.
Right, it's just to
they
get
wanted
out of
to do a prank, and that's it.
Right, but I'm saying, in reality, if one person ever for real does that, everybody's just going
to
be like...
I don't think they go to bombs anymore. Everybody just shoots up the school.
That's true, too. That's true.
Yeah.
What if you called and like said, I'm going to come to school with a gun and shoot?
Like, how are they going to stop you? They're going to be at the front door and be like, you're already here. Fuck.
Be like the equivalent to a bomb threat.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a good subject, though, because that's real.
Too real?
Yeah. So is blowing up schools.
Yeah.
When that's has that actually happened?
That's true. I mean, I guess despite all the bomb threats you hear...
I never even heard of...
When has it actually happened?
I don't think
it
ever
happened.
Shootings happen
shootings
every
happen. And not that we're joking about shooting. That is a very serious thing. It is, but... You know, I think it's kind of silly how we take protection against it. And it's like, not really.
You know what's
protection.
Silly? Have y'all seen the conspiracy video on the shooting in Massachusetts or wherever that was?
Columbine?
No. The one with the little kids.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, that one.
What about it?
There was this whole video like showing how it's all kind of fake and pictures of the people that were supposedly dead, but they've also been somewhere else. Like, this whole video is
I heard about that, yeah.
It's a mind trip, and it really makes you question. Like, I legit think something happened, and I feel bad, you know, for the people that were involved. But it makes you think and wonder, could it really be that elaborate to where the government can do this kind of shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or it doesn't even have to be the government. It could be any organization out there.
The media, anything. Yeah. But it's really mind-tripping.
You know, because you always hear all these like horror stories about North Korea and how they have no contact with the outside world and they truly believe that...
Their dictator is God.
You know, controls the weather and... You know,
I heard that he's making them, all the men, have the same haircut as him.
Yes, I did hear about that.
That's awesome. Go him. That's cool.
And there's only like a certain amount of approved hairstyles you could have if you live there.
Well, that's the thing though. But for them, they don't know otherwise. They have no idea that outside of North Korea, it's almost like the Hunger Games, where you have no idea what's outside your walls. I mean, you know the other districts, but you don't know, is there really a world out there?
Mm.
That's kind of what it's like in North Korea right now. And like, but what if that's it for us and we just have no idea? We think we're like all free and happy, but maybe we're not. Maybe everybody else is going on space trips and we have no
idea. Maybe it's all a lie.
Exactly. You know, we have no fucking idea.
I think we just went down to like a very dark section of the
podcast.
Yeah,
that went down fast.
It was pretty good. And then I was just going deeper and deeper.
So, yeah, thoughts and prayers go out to all the families of those tragedies and the people of North Korea.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to you too, because your life sucks.
But
yeah.
Ridiculous fucking haircut.
There's some band, I forget who it is, made an album that you can only hear in a museum. You have to go to the museum to listen to it.
That's pretty neat.
And
where? Which museum?
I don't remember. I didn't write that down. The
Good way job,
to,
Joey.
Way to bring only bits and pieces of
it. I'll put it in the link dump. But they, you know, they strip, not strip shirt you.
Whoa!
Hey,
I'm going. Who's but coming with me?
I'll bring the vodka.
Jesus Christ.
I guess they search you for the, you know, for any recording material or anything so that nobody can record it. You can't listen to it online. They're never going to release it. The only way you'll be able to listen to it is by going to that museum.
Neat.
And it's kind of like some way to bring people to museums.
So do they, like, confiscate your phone?
I guess, probably. Or they say don't bring it, or you have to, like, put it in a locker or something.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. I think my sister's listening to the podcast live right now.
Hey.
Hey, our first live listener.
Yay.
Shout out.
Our only one so far, really.
Yeah. What if we had like a studio audience every time we recorded the podcast?
That would be cool.
They would laugh at our jokes and clap on purpose.
You can arrange that?
Uh-huh. That's weird.
Let's do that next week.
That's weird.
Let's try it. We can
Let's
try
it next week.
Sure. I mean, people are going to get really pissed off by some of the shit we say.
My sister? Yeah. Not that we want to put out where my sister goes to school. My sister's graduated, actually, so it doesn't even fucking matter anymore.
Cool.
I was just wondering, so, my nephew goes to the same
anyway, segueing.
So next week, KP, we're trying this. We want live studio audience.
Yeah. Let's get some bleachers.
You know, I missed it.
And then call a bomb threat.
Oh, jeez.
too far. Why'd you go back to that? That was way too far.
we had successfully segued out of that. You know,
sorry.
I missed a really great segue opportunity because on this topic list, I have a whole bunch of movies coming out. And when she said Captain America, I totally should have.
Yep.
What other? You know what else I'm excited for? X-Men.
What? That was totally.
There's another X-Men.
Yeah.
Yes.
What X-Men could they come out with now? Like
something of future.
I was
going to
say Wolverine time
like
travels.
That.
That's all I
what?
Know.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then there's another Wolverine also coming at the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
What's that one about?
Wolverine. Weird.
Wolverine coming back in time.
Well, because I think they're trying to put Wolverine into the Avengers.
Oh, so, right, that would be awesome if he did.
Yeah.
They are also 2017 rumored to be a Deadpool movie.
I did read about that.
That would be exciting. And I'm really curious to see how they take that
movie. I saw Thor again over the weekend.
Did you know
Friday
that
night.
The only...
I watched a bunch of... Adventure... Sorry. I watched a bunch
Shut
of...
down.
A bunch of Avenger movies in the car ride home yesterday.
Good.
Sorry. So anyway.
Did you know that the only reason Deadpool exists is because the artist at Marvel really wanted to draw Deathstroke from DC? Because they look very similar to each other.
I really don't know who Deathstroke is other than you talked about
him. Oh my god.
I know, you talked about him.
Deathstroke is my favorite villain.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm pretty excited about these movies. What else?
Yeah,
what other movie do you have on there?
I mean, I have like a long list here, so we're just going to go down. First of all, Oculus? No relation to Oculus Rift.
I saw the commercial. I wanted to hide under my bed after just the
preview. Oh, is that the scary movie? Oh,
yeah,
no. Can't do it.
Fuck that. I will not watch that.
I guess, first of all, it's got the same actress as Amelia Pond.
That would be
Dr.
Karen
Gillan.
Uh-huh. Eat her up.
Girl.
Oh, God. And she's one of the main characters. And I guess there's this mirror that I don't really
it
know
bleeds.
What it does.
Yeah, no, it bleeds.
At first I thought
no,
it
eats
like,
people.
At first I thought stuff was coming out of it, but it,
I don't know.
At
I can't
some
tell,
point it also draws
I can't
people.
Tell if they go into the mirror.
I think the mirror
or if
eats
it
them.
Brings their mind into the mirror. Or if it
there
makes
was a scene,
the
though, where the girl opens the door and
well, let's not
talks
talk about,
it
too much. Cause
no, this isn't a preview.
I know. I even previews I'm weird about. I know.
The world may never know.
Yeah. Cause like
it
some,
was fucked up. Because
some people
line.
Don't even like to watch the previews, and I get it, because there's a couple movies that... You see the preview, and it kind of ruins good parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid watching previews if I can, except for the other night where I watched like 12 previews, which is
there's like previews that have
previews.
All good parts of
that's
the movie.
My favorite
and
that's
it.
Me too, but
at
the same point in time, like just I just said, a lot of previews have all the good parts. And so you go and see the movie.
Like when Halo 3 came out, it showed the space battle, and
I was
you got
say,
pissed because it was only that.
Yeah, but that was
one
Halo Reach, but.
Reach.
You know, you played Halo Reach, right? And the. Part where you take the spaceship out into space and you get to fly it.
Yep.
That would have been totally awesome if I didn't see it coming.
Yep.
And it was still cool, but it would have been 100 times cooler did I not know that I was going to get to fly a spaceship. Because that cutscene came up and I was like, oh my god, I'm going to go fly in a ship. I'm flying in a ship! Holy shit! But I knew it was coming, so it wasn't nearly as cool.
Fun fact, Joey didn't have any idea about Halo 4.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good point. I
he
remember
kept
that.
Himself in the dark.
Yeah, Halo 4, I did not watch a single trailer. I watched the first reveal trailer, which was like 5 seconds long. And that was it. I didn't watch anything else about Halo 4. Didn't read anything about it anytime.
You
I
didn't
saw
watch
it.
The little series.
You didn't watch
had.
Forward Into Dawn.
No,
yeah.
I didn't even watch Forward Into Dawn until after the game came out and after I finished the campaign. So and it was cool. I liked it. There were some scenes that I felt were better because I wasn't previously exposed. Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. Previously exposed.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same way
sounds
with movies.
Sounds sexual.
And it works out well because if you go into a movie and you haven't seen a preview, you have no expectations for that movie.
That's true.
So it makes it a lot better because you don't have
yeah,
hopes.
How do you know you want to see that movie if you don't see a little bit of
it? I read the description.
Preview.
That's it. I mean, the description usually tells even less than the previews, and that's I'm either really enjoy it or I just kind of enjoy it because I really wasn't expecting anything anyway.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the same thing for Halo 5?
I don't know. It was a lot of work trying to...
I know, because I wanted to tell you everything I saw.
Yeah,
I was like,
and
dude,
again,
dude,
that's when I get back to the whole Ben has no concept of spoilers.
Yeah. Sorry.
So. But no, I think I kept him in check. He didn't spoil anything for me.
That's true. Yeah.
By check, he was like putting his hand over my mouth and being like,
actually,
shut the fuck up.
I slapped Ben once. I remember that. I actually felt bad because I didn't mean to slap him that hard. But
it shut me up.
It did. No more spoilers.
I was in such
shock.
Maybe
I should do that again so I can avoid more spoilers.
Yeah.
Just go around slapping people? I don't think that's appropriate. No, like,
Ben's the only person I have spoiler
problems. Like, hey, Joey, what? No! I just wanted to say hi!
Oh, is there any other like comic book movies coming out?
Godzilla, kind of.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
there's
that.
There's something else, though.
I don't know. We'll go down the list. Oh, yeah, there is. I know which one you're talking about, but let's talk about Godzilla for a minute.
Okay.
But the Godzilla movie looks really fucking awesome. And I almost want to say I talked about this on the podcast already, but like a year, maybe 2 years ago, I posted on Reddit.
You talked about this on a podcast,
yeah, did
right?
I?
Yeah.
You know, which movie do I want to see redone with like modern special effects? And I said Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a year later, they're announcing Godzilla's coming out. I was like, motherfuckers.
And this is how we segued so cool, into right? how we think government like spies on us all the time. And then we have good ideas and they're like, we're going to do that.
Yep. Okay.
We'll go ahead and grab that idea. That
Godzilla
idea.
Movie? Yeah. So, I'm pretty excited for that, because it looked pretty good.
When
yeah.
does it come out?
I don't remember. I didn't
facts,
write it. I didn't write
facts.
You didn't write
Ben is the
down.
Fat guy. I just come up with the basic topics.
All right, well.
And then, but the other comic
the
book.
That's what I heard. Ben's the fat guy.
I am.
But the other comic book movie you're talking about is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I did hear about
did
this.
Not know that was coming out.
That's coming out, too.
Pretty,
and that looks pretty good,
excited.
Too. But it's weird because there's one scene where
is
like,
it starring Fifi, Phoebe, Phoebe, Feeny, a Splinter, Fifi, a Splinter.
Yeah. But anyway, there was like some weird scene where the turtle was like flirting with a girl, and it was like, what?
That's weird.
How does that happen? Yeah. Where's your penis?
Wow. Is it in your shell?
That's what I... Is there like a little flap like the shell opens?
I really don't know how that works for turtles and tortoises.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not familiar with the anatomy.
They put it into the water and then it drifts over to the other.
No way.
Not true, because how do tortoises do it? Because tortoises don't swim. And if you've ever been to Bish Gordon's?
Bish Gordon?
What did you get from Boston?
Have you ever been to Bish Gordon's?
Well, my dad's from Boston. My grandma also has a Boston accent. When I was little,
but yes,
I did.
I've been to Bush Gordon, and you hear the shell going.
You see the tortoises, and they're just on top of each other doing these loud moans. Oh,
really?
Yeah. You've never been there for that?
No. That's awesome.
I bet I have a video
really
I can
loud.
Post.
It's like really, really loud.
Yeah.
Not just like, no, like, roar.
There's no mystery what's happening in that. Except
the
only mystery is how did they do it?
You're on a ride and it's like going up. It's like tink, tink, tink. Ooh! Oh, tortoises are having sex again.
Speaking of Busch Gardens, have you heard about the new ride that's opening?
The Skyfall or Airdrop Mr. Doom
whatever,
type ride?
Whatever, yeah. It's like however many feet up in the air. But not only are they dropping you, they turn you to where you're facing the ground.
Yeah,
nope.
And then you drop.
And it's
I'm
like 300
so
feet, too. It's higher than Shikra.
Nope, not
yes,
doing it.
Yes.
I am so ready
what?
For that.
Nope.
You and I are going then.
I'm afraid of heights.
I
have the worst fear.
So am
fear. I'm
afraid of heights.
I hate roller coasters.
Nobody goes on roller... Well, I was going to say... Never mind. Forget it. I'm not even going to bother finishing that sentence.
Don't do it.
We're going.
Okay.
FYI.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
So I'm excited for those two movies. And then there's this other movie, which you guys probably haven't heard about, but it looked fucking hilarious. It's a movie about a guy like Psy, who only thinks with his dick. And it really fucks up one of his relationships.
It's
going
to take you to write that.
Write that?
I feel like you had
to. No, that's just a fact about Psy. Anyway.
Psy is giving Joey the fucking are you serious look.
Am I wrong?
No response.
So anyway. One time it really fucks up his relationship, and so he makes a wish that he would stop thinking with his dick. Well, he loses his dick, and his dick becomes a person who keeps fucking up his life as a person. All right, I feel like this would have been a lot funnier, but now Sai's really mad.
He's not mad.
I took a picture of it.
Fucking hate you, Joe.
What's the movie called?
Dick.
I don't.
Literally?
I don't
know.
Remember. I didn't write that down.
What the
God
fuck, Joey?
Joey?
I just wrote down dick movie.
A movie about dicks.
But anyway, and so the movie's about him getting in a, you know, like an equivalent fight with his dick, who's like trying to steal all these girls from him and stuff because, you know, he's a dick and that's what dicks do. So yeah, anyway.
All right. Well,
so, yeah,
so you just told me that I cut my own penis off and I have arguments with it every day.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that I'm excited for that.
We did make that Urban Dictionary entry.
What?
Sisexual.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's kind of changed over the years.
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. Yeah. I guess that comment was probably more relevant like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Like four years ago.
Oh, wow.
Younger Sai, I mean.
Yeah, younger
Sai.
But you'll forever go down in history as that person. Just like Daniel will always be fat.
Can we put Zyzilla in Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Zyzilla.
We'll just put it in the link dump. Instead of saying the new Godzilla movie, we'll say the new Zyzilla movie.
Yay!
There, are we good? Are we on the same page now? Or?
You didn't actually see Godzilla in the previews, but when you actually look, it's just my penis. It's like...
Wow.
Yeah, and then another movie is the new Planet of the Apes movie. Looks really fucking good.
Oh,
that's
snap.
What I was thinking.
Didn't know about that.
Yeah, did you watch the...
Oh, I know what other one. I'm so sorry. But I just...
Well, bring it up as soon as we're done with this one. Because the last one ended with... You know, the monkeys all went to the forest and they started living in the forest and the humans kept living their life. Well, the only trailer I've seen for this movie so far, and this is probably the only trailer I'm going to watch, has been about 15 seconds long. And it's whoever the scientist guy was saying, I want to talk to Caesar. And you just see Caesar and like the video is just of his face. And what I kind of gathered is that the monkeys have now taken over the world. And they're the ones ruling the world. And now he's trying to get back talking to Caesar so he can try to claim peace with the monkeys, who have now completely overrun the planet.
My favorite part
that
of that movie
awesome.
Is when Caesar talks for the first time or whatever to that dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
now it sounds awesome. Like all the monkeys are talking, and now they're running the world with business and nukes and all that other stuff, I guess. I don't know.
With business and nukes.
Businesses and nukes. That's...
Bless you.
Listen, if you're going to be the live audience, no fucking sneezing on the podcast.
Okay, so can I talk about my
movie? Yes, now you can talk about your movie.
Transformers.
Yes, that's also on the list.
Oh, there's another one?
With dinosaurs. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, my God.
It's got the Dinobots.
It's going to be fucking bomb.
Because the can we stop saying that? If I hear one more person say, like, this weekend in Daytona was bomb, what the fuck does that even mean? It's not even a full sentence. God, I hate seeing that shit.
That means this weekend exploded.
Yeah,
it's all over
the place. Like, at least was the bomb. It makes more sense. Was bomb. Bomb is not a verb.
Well, I'm really excited for it because I am obsessed with Transformers. So yeah,
Transformers is good.
But
so, I went to Tattoo Fest Saturday night, and somebody had a Autobot tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Autobot on him. And I was like, fucking awesome, dude.
Wow. That was
Do you know how many people
story.
I know have Transformers tattoos?
Yeah,
I've never seen
like,
one. I've never met anybody.
Bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody that had one.
Have
so
you seen a Transformers bumper sticker?
Yes.
There's about that many people with tattoos.
Well, I've never actually seen a person
you are
real
a
life.
Now, if I saw somebody with like a sleeve that looked like a Transformers arm, that would be different.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
That would be freaking Yeah.
If they had like one Autobot sleeve and a Decepticon sleeve, that'd be sweet.
That would be
That's
really
an idea
cool.
for you.
And then like in the
I'm
chest.
I'm not putting
kind
a
of...
fucking Transformer sleeve on me.
Yeah, and then like in the chest they're kinda like some sort of battle
like
going
battle,
on or
yeah.
something.
That'd be awesome.
Sigh.
I'm sorry, emergency. Okay.
Alright.
Crisis averted?
Mm-hmm. For the most part, not really at all.
Okay. My beard is itchy, let me
Why
just say.
Joey,
Joey,
shut
you
up.
Don't even have facial hair.
I know, and it still itches like a motherfucker, so I can't imagine what you guys feel like.
It hurts.
Mine doesn't really itch that much.
It's so hard not to scratch it, because I know the mic's going to pick it up.
I know, yeah. I keep trying to, like, go over here to...
Yeah.
But if I can hear it, the mic's picking it up.
Yeah, but the mic's easier at reducing sound, because there's a switch on it that cuts...
Sound
of that, like, certain frequency, so...
There's a... It's called the off button.
No, it's not the off button. It's called the bass cut.
Gotcha. All right.
And 10 decibel padding.
Yeah. And the combination of those helps really remove the sounds. So.
Fun fact. There you go. There's some science for your ass.
Yeah, so in case anybody wonders what settings we have recorded for the podcast, we have bass cut on and
you
a
10 decibel
padding.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Here we go, educating people about the podcast again. And you know, another fun thing to educate people on that we haven't talked about before?
What's that, Joey?
Sex.
No.
No, we've done plenty of that.
Wrap it before you tap it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always important. But if you have stale chips and you want to make them unstale, microwave them.
What?
Me and Ben found
really?
That out like a year
have
ago.
Have you tested it?
We have. In fact,
and
I just did
legit.
It the other day with popcorn.
Yeah, we did it with, what was it? It was those Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, the, not Flaming Hot Cheetos, Hot Fries.
Hot Fries, yeah.
If they get stale, the reason they get stale is because they absorb the moisture out of the air. So when you microwave it, it evaporates the moisture and you have fresh chips again.
No shit!
Yep.
Okay, we're like, I'm leaving a bag of chips open for the next
Like, I just did it the other night with popcorn. And it's not quite
awesome
as... Life. Yeah, it, well, I guess. Sure, why not? It's not quite as good as the original, but it's definitely unstale.
Yeah.
So, instead of
so,
throwing out
so
that bag
So it's not
of chips,
that soggy feeling. At least it's crunchy again.
Right. It's crunchy again.
It's edible.
Yeah, edible. It's kind of weird, though, because sometimes it's warm, and it's like, I'm not used to Cheetos being warm when I eat them. But
Or you could do it with, like, tortilla chips.
Yeah, tortilla chips. Really, anything one. That goes stale, you can microwave.
I shall try that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, you're
Second
welcome.
Thing we've learned today.
Yeah, look at that. Another educational podcast.
Speaking of food, has anyone tried the Taco Bell breakfast yet?
No. The waffle thing?
They have a whole
things.
Bunch of things on there.
Well, you know, so. The Taco Bell president, or yeah, president, not the CEO, the president, did an AMA on Reddit. He's a really cool, down-to-earth guy.
Probably smokes a lot of pot,
well,
being the
funny.
Owner of Taco Bell.
He probably, that's how the ideas for the breakfast
playing,
came up.
He was playing dumb on all of it, and he's like... A lot of people were like, so how do your sales go on 420? Did you roll this out specifically because 420 is approaching? He's like, what's 420?
He's probably like, hee hee hee.
Yeah, right I mean, obviously he did, but it was really funny. And then, however he finished it was like, no, but seriously, what's 420? So a lot of people asked really cool questions and he was really cool. And people were like sending pictures of breakfasts that weren't that good looking. And he's like, that's a problem. We don't want that from Taco Bell. Give me a call and we'll make sure that gets right. Like, you
wow.
know, and I'm sure that's standard CEO type stuff you do, but it's cool that they're out there trying to be relevant doing that shit. So,
Good for him.
I still don't really want Taco Bell breakfast, but you know.
I don't wake up early enough to get Taco Bell breakfast.
Me too. Well, that was another thing somebody asked him about. Why don't you do it 24/7? You would sell a lot more because your target demographic does not wake up before noon.
Yeah.
But he said it just isn't feasible to do that because I know they have to cook at different temperatures depending on if it's breakfast or other foods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder to run both grills that way and some other.
Makes sense.
That just got too technical.
Yeah. So you're trying to be educational and it's too educational.
Yeah, no. Our brains can only process so much. But yeah, I don't eat Taco Bell. The only times I've ever eaten Taco Bell, I've been highly intoxicated.
Yeah, isn't that for the most part, the only time people eat Taco Bell?
Well, I don't know.
Otherwise, it's just shitty food.
Yeah. And I think I can count the times I've eaten Taco Bell. 3.
No, I've eaten it a few times because we used to eat it a lot. Like, we'd go to the beach.
Yeah, we would.
So Amazon launched this thing called Amazon Smile, which every time you purchase through Amazon, they donate to a charity of your choice.
Oh, that's neat.
Cool. For no extra cost.
Does that work with Prime?
It's legit. It's through Amazon. They're not.
Well, yeah, but you know how like there's all these foundations that they say they give all their money to the cause or whatever, and yeah, then they really don't?
That's not Amazon, though. Like, the Susan G. Komen Industries or Foundation or whatever is apparently a really shitty company.
It's like the Red Cross, I'm pretty sure, like all the money that you donate to the Red Cross doesn't always go 100% to what you're...
Yeah, I think that's true. And I'm thinking the Salvation Army is apparently very against like gay rights and stuff.
Oh, really?
So, you know, for those that like to support gay rights, don't donate to the Salvation Army.
Damn right, I support Gary rights.
Gary rights? Like Gary
yeah.
Oak?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a thing on the internet.
Thing on the internet?
There's a thing on the internet.
Just one thing. Only one thing.
Huh.
But, okay. I was going to go somewhere. Oh, does it work with Amazon Prime?
Yes.
So would we order all of our new computers?
Yeah, basically. So I haven't actually, I think, bought one thing since they launched it. I know, surprising, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, all of the future orders go to, you know, a portion of it goes to charity. So go Amazon.
Which charity?
Yeah, that's good.
I don't remember.
Can we make it the Make-A-Wish Foundation? Because it's my favorite one.
I might have. I don't really remember.
Okay.
Did you guys see the video of the guy driving a truck? Who just like spun out of control
from Tampa?
From Tampa, yeah. It was this guy who was tailgating the guy in front
of him. Road rage.
So it was road rage, and he like tailgating, honking his horn and stuff. And the guy said he was already going over the speed limit, and so he started recording the truck driver behind him.
It's a she.
She.
It was a she driving.
Yeah, it was a girl.
No.
The guy driving the truck.
The person driving the truck was a guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you're right. The one recording was a girl. And anyway, the truck who was riding on her ass the whole time, she starts recording, and he comes up around her, and then flicks her off as he's driving past. Comes up in front of her and just spins out of control.
But hold on. Ditch. Let me make this visual for you. It's not like he was looking at the road and flipping her off from the side.
Yeah.
He's staring at her, like, laughing
out the window, saying, "You know, fuck you." And then he just pulls out and
loses control of his truck.
And apparently, he left the scene of the accident.
Did he?
So he got arrested.
Right. I do remember
hearing
about that.
He got charged for leaving the scene of an accident, for following too closely, for like a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble for that, because it was all caught on video, and it was
totally took down a fucking light
instant
pole.
Karma. I mean, yeah. I saw it on Reddit, and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on? And then Taco Bell was like, wow, this happened in Tampa? I'm like, fuck.
God.
That makes a lot of sense.
It was on 41, I think.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, where all the douchebags drive their big trucks.
I really want to watch that.
Yeah.
It's all over Facebook. I'm surprised you haven't
seen it. Yeah, I think Cheetos posted it. I posted it and Cheetos posted it.
The screenshot for the video, though, is just perfect, because the guy looks so fucking satisfied with himself flipping her off.
Yeah, right, like, before he crashed.
Look at me overtaking
truck.
You and flicking you off at the same time. And then he totaled his car.
No, not the...
You're an idiot. She said the towel. Oh my god, dude.
It's the one for my car. Thank you.
That's the mic behind you.
Hand me the towel. Takes the keys and puts them on the towel. Here, take this washcloth.
Theoretically, they are all towels. There's hand towels, there's a wash towel, and then another towel.
I totally understand.
So
fuck all of you. I hate you.
Oh, I have my
all of you.
Tesla's had a lot of exciting news this week.
They have.
I was watching something on the History Channel.
Speaking of Teslas, I saw like two. Fuck your History Channel. Pulling onto the island, you know that brick road? 3 Teslas.
There's a brick road on the island?
No, right before the island.
Right before the... Oh, yeah.
There were 3 Teslas. A red one and 2 black ones. Now, go ahead.
I wonder why.
No, I'm done. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, say it.
No.
You were watching something on the History Channel.
Travel Channel.
Travel Channel.
I did say History, but I meant Travel Channel.
Okay.
And
there was something about Tesla. Like, the guy, Tesla.
Yeah, well, he was just on 60 Minutes, like, 2 days ago.
Nikolai Tesla, or... Dead.
Wait, yeah, Nikola Tesla or Elon Musk?
Like, Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, he, like, died 100 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It was just showing things that, like, things that he had done and all his secrets were, like, written down and put in a hotel somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Mythbusters have done a few Tesla myths from that secret book of stuff.
I really like that show.
Cool. Mythbusters?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody doesn't like Mythbusters.
Yeah. If you don't like Mythbusters, you're a watered down human being.
Yeah.
True story.
So, anyway, one of the things Tesla did was, I think we talked before about the fires were happening where they'd, like, run over a big metal pipe or something that'll jackhammer up into the battery. Well, they've now plated all of the bottoms with titanium alloy, which they showed videos of it, like, running over solid brick, and the brick just crumbles under the car. Wow. And the car is, like, completely unscathed. And they're including that on all new Teslas, and they will retrofit it on all existing Teslas. If you bring a new Tesla, they will put it on free of charge.
So there. Fuck you, buddy.
So they're basically removing all doubts from the car. The little one doubt they have, oh yeah, well, if you drive over a really sharp, pointy object that can puncture things, yeah, it'll puncture your car. Go figure. And he's like, well, nope, no, well, fuck you.
Fuck you, you pointy thing.
So, and then they also, for the first time, they were permitted to sell Teslas directly in New York, because there's all these weird laws where you have to, like, go through a dealership or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Tesla's always had to ship you the car versus being able to, you to, like, go to the store and buy it. And now New York lets you buy cars directly from a Tesla dealer.
Hmm. Only in New York?
Only in New York.
Yeah.
Correct.
So far.
And apparently Tesla, it's, like, really hard to buy them, period. I said Tesla, didn't I? I meant Texas.
Yeah.
It's really hard to buy them in Texas.
Good old Texas.
Because they're a big oil company. I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
I guess, you know, that really does make sense, though. They do make a lot of oil in Texas, so maybe that's why they're so against Teslas.
Electric cars.
Yeah. Be kind of hard to know. Could be. Yeah, and then there was another video that just came out where, you know, normally when you see a car, you know, smash into a pole, it kind of wraps around the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a video of a Tesla. I don't think it was a video. I think it was a picture of a Tesla running into a pole, and it broke the pole. the Tesla was, like, stopped, barely dented, and the pole's over there on the ground. And it was a solid pole. It wasn't, like, a wooden pole. It was a solid concrete pole, you know, with rebar in the middle.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll post that picture, too.
I gotta go off topic because I just thought of something. Huh? I saw a preview for the Paul Walker movie. Do you know?
Paul Walker
movie. The Brick Mansions.
Yes, yes, that.
Brick Mansions?
Yes. It has David Bell in it.
That's exciting. I still don't know
parkour,
what it's about.
Badass driving. It's like Fast and Furious meets District.
Oh, wait. It's not a real movie. It's a trailer, a fake trailer. Yeah, because that came out after Paul Walker died. I remember that.
It's not a fake trailer. It's
no,
a real
it's
movie.
A movie that's coming out to theaters.
You know when they make movies, it's not like live. They just made the movie.
Yeah,
here it is.
I am aware.
It takes like...
No, that's not real. It was fake.
I don't know.
I'm positive. First of all, it came out after he died, and Paul Walker didn't even finish Fast and Furious 7.
No, but this is a movie that he filmed a while ago.
Yeah.
And they waited that long to put it out?
Well, it is in production.
No, it's not. I'll look it up right now. I'll look it
no,
up right
now. No, because Heath Ledger was in a movie 2 years after he died.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's...
It wasn't 2 years after he... Oh, that one that he started in. But he
yeah.
Paul Walker.
Brick Mansions.
I just saw the preview for it this weekend.
All right, fuck you guys. You're right.
So,
shut down,
anyway,
Joey
looks,
Paris.
That made me sad because I really like Paul Walker, but the movie looks great.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to... Oh, fuck, I gotta update the list. Mm-hmm.
Is this the... Is this the program we talked about last week?
OneNote?
OneNote, yeah.
Yeah, I am using OneNote for our topic list.
Oh, that's neat.
And yeah, you can turn anything to checklist or whatever.
That's pretty fucking cool.
All sorts of topics. That's how me and Jasmine found out all the fees and stuff for next year.
Yeah.
The cheer gym, you just write it all down. It does math for you. You type in an equation, press equal and space, solves it.
So it's like Wolfram Alpha and Word.
Kind of.
On crack.
It's kind of like a more of an Excel and Word mix.
Oh.
But really awesome for taking notes, keeping shit organized. I can link dump directly from here. Cool stuff.
So.
I feel like you two have stopped talking so much.
Yeah, like you're just sitting there staring out into nothingness.
Well, you guys are talking about shit we have no idea.
Well, talk about something you know about.
All right, hold on. Real quick, because this happened on the way back from South Carolina, and it was fucking hilarious. So I was riding with one of the coaches and her mom.
And it was Jasmine who we were just talking about.
Okay, well, then it was Jasmine and her mom. Ago. And we were driving, and her mom said something about this GPS is fucking stupid. You know, it's taking me the wrong way. So She goes another way and the GPS redirects. She goes, okay, good. Now we're on the right track. And then it redirects again and pulls her off the highway. And she's like, that's weird. So we go off. Now we're driving through the hood. Like, ghetto. Like, barred up windows. People sitting on their porches. Just...
Did you find yourself on MLK?
No, this is in South Carolina.
I know that, but continue. I'm saying anytime you get lost, there's people sitting... you always find yourself on MLK in every town.
Go ahead, continue.
She's not. But there's people sitting on their porches drinking 40s. Like, I'm like, oh my god, we're in the hood. This is awesome. Missed this. Anyway.
Wow.
So we start driving. It's like, take a left. So we take a left. Keep driving. Take a left. Take another left. Take a left. And we start taking lefts, and then suddenly we realize we're going in circles. Our GPS became self-aware and started running us through in circles through the hood. That's and we're funny. Like, oh my god, so we're going to get shot.
See, that's what she gets for doubting the GPS in the first place. Yeah. That's all her fault.
That GPS heard her and was like, oh, I'm stupid? Watch this, bitch.
That's exactly what no. we were saying. We're like, oh my god, this is...
Yeah, people say all that stuff all the time, how they get lost with the GPS. I have never once in my life had me a problem either. Getting me somewhere either. With my GPS.
No. Never.
And it really annoys me, though, when people, like... give you an address for their house or whatever, and they give you this long list of instructions. Like, before they give you the address, you're like, I don't need direct, I just need the address.
Yeah,
I can put it in my phone. Okay, well, you see, you're gonna turn left
here, and you're gonna see this light, and
you're gonna turn around. I don't care, I'm not gonna remember this. Just give me the fucking address.
I'll punch it into my navigation, I'll be okay,
right?
And what I meant by the MLK stuff, have y'all never noticed that if you ever get lost in a town that you're not familiar with,
I think we already agreed, you end up on that.
No, I don't think it's ever happened to me.
I've never ended up.
See, MLK. I never get lost because I use my GPS.
There's an MLK in every city I've ever been to.
There are, for the most part.
We should see if there's an MLK in every state.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's here. There's one in Fort Myers. There's one in Miami. I'm and sure there's a lot of them. And West Palm Beach.
It's almost like he was a famous guy or something.
Have y'all ever heard of him?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think he had a movie or something.
I don't know.
I think he had a dream.
He was the one shot in the theater, right? He was helping the slave, freeing the slaves or something.
Something with history of this country, but clearly we all don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, in other news that I read today while I was at lunch with my mom, China, who I think, have we talked about before how polluted the air in China is?
Yes.
Like, it's solid smog and you can't really see.
Like, they from space, it's gray.
Yeah. They have started. They have started selling bags of fresh air.
Really?
It's just a bag of fresh air that they deliver to China so that you can breathe fresh air. And they'll, like, sell fresh air in a can. Because that's how
retarded.
Awful the air quality is in China. That they have to ship in air from other countries.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy serious shit, right?
That's crazy.
They just need to get, like, a really big fan and just blow it away.
Right. No, because it'll eventually get here.
Or something.
Yeah, man. It'll dissipate. You know, have you ever looked at a globe and seen that an entire half of the globe is water? Like, you look at a map and you see it's mostly all land. And, you know, there's definitely more water than land, but there's land all across it? Not true. Because if you flip it to the other side, no fucking land. There's an entire area
no
that we could just
land.
Fill with stuff. That, like, nobody would care about because nobody lives out there.
I wonder how many, like, islands are undiscovered. I've always wondered that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like with GPS, not that much. Of course, we can't find a fucking airplane, but...
But you can find an island in the middle of nowhere.
And so... Yeah, maybe they're just on a vacation in that mystery island we don't know about.
Fact.
Can't blame it on the Bermuda Triangle because it wasn't there, so...
Yeah. Anyway. So, you know, people are like, oh, well, let's go...
I'm pretty...
So anyway, like, people are like, oh, well, let's build a base on the moon. Why don't we build a base out in the middle of the fucking ocean?
That's my thing.
We have an entire half of a planet that we haven't used yet. Might as well use it for something.
I want to build an underwater layer.
We don't know what the fuck's down there. Like a giant octopus.
No, not underwater. I'm saying a floating one.
Yeah. Okay. What if it sinks, Joey?
We figured out how to make things float on water. What if on the fucking moon you break somewhere and all the oxygen just goes outside? What happens then? Exactly. At least everybody knows how to swim.
No,
the city goes
not the giant octopuses, you know.
That's a long second swim.
More people dances with wolves than swimming with sharks. You're fine.
More people know how to swim than know how to breathe in space.
That's true.
Fact.
I think that's undeniable.
Breathe in space. Okay, whatever you went.
Exactly.
Damn it, Joey.
So anyway,
Stupid science.
I think, why not build like a really awesome city out in the middle of the ocean?
It's called Atlantis.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You think of all the rich people you could have say, yeah, you want to go move on that floating city out in the middle of the ocean? You could do it.
Yeah, we give her all the fucking douchebag kids that parents pay for everything.
Right, exactly.
Hate them.
Yeah, because they would all live on their floating island.
I'm gonna live on a and then island. We sink it.
Then you pull the plug in. Oopsies.
Oh, there was an anchor here? Not anymore.
Seriously, we should use that edge of the planet.
I don't even think that anchor could touch
the bottom. We should build a space elevator.
That's like the dumbest fucking idea.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's going to happen. I want a space elevator.
Not in your lifetime.
Yeah,
like an elevator that reaches space.
I'm going to live forever, so everything will happen in my lifetime.
So where's it going to go?
To space, dipshit.
We're in space, just out in the fucking open, like, take the elevator, poof, you're in space.
Well, the idea is...
That's what happens when that one fucking movie with Sandra Bullock happens.
Gravity.
I just saw Gravity the other night. I've never seen it. It was really good. I liked it.
I didn't see it either.
You know, I saw Lone Survivor for the first time the other day.
Yeah, I saw that too. That was good.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good movie. Yeah. I cried.
I didn't cry.
I cried. I haven't even seen it and I cried.
I cried at Marley and Me.
Who doesn't cry at Marley and Me?
People never seen it. Dogs.
Never seen it.
Michael Vick.
That took a second for all of us. Michael Vick. Silence.
It wasn't a pit bull though, so...
Michael Vick. You suck at like, making things not funny anymore.
No, actually, it. She's really good at it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Daniel. No, that's what I meant. You know what I meant. Shut up. Who farted?
All right.
Wasn't me.
Who farted?
There's a horse named Hoof Hearted. So when the announcer guy was announcing him, he was screaming, "Who farted? Who farted? Who farted?" And it sounded like he was saying, "Who farted?"
I wonder what picks that up. Because I'm kicking the table here. No mics are touching the table. But every time I do it, the sensors go up really high.
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
So stop find out, doing that.
I'll silence it. Nobody will know.
Then they're not going to know what we're talking about. When he does
oh,
what?
Oh, I know why. What? Because my cord's on it.
Oh.
You do understand that the cord doesn't actually pick up the audio,
shut
right?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
All right, so we are reaching the end of our long, long topic list, finally.
Thank God.
There's a couple... Hey.
Aw, Joey.
Felt like it was a good topic list.
It was. We haven't stopped talking since.
We haven't.
That's the whole point of a podcast.
Yes, usually people typically talk during a podcast.
What?
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
It's news to me.
Newsflash.
Apparently.
Jesus Christ.
It's all a sign. Right.
Yeah. Almost said the other topics aren't even worth segueing into.
Yeah. Okay. So should we start wrapping up?
Yeah, I guess, well, you want to talk about ISIS, we can kind of segue into that.
Yeah, sure.
We did an awesome life on our long list of awesome lives that have not yet been published. ISIS is an app for your phone that's kind of like Google Wallet that lets you pay with your phone and you just hold your phone up to the credit card terminal and it charges your card. Well, if you sign up for ISIS, well, actually, before that, a lot of the providers are are limiting you to only using ISIS and not letting you use Google Wallet because they get a cut of ISIS, whereas they don't get a cut of Google Wallet. The problem with ISIS is that it only lets you use American Express cards. So, like, I have all these debit cards I would love to use with ISIS, and I'd be more than happy to use with ISIS, but ISIS doesn't let me use them because we're not American Express.
That's dumb.
So it's really fucking annoying. Now, on the plus side, though, signing up for an ISIS card, you do get $50 totally for free. So I did that. I now have a free $50. But I'm still not going to use the app after I finish that $50 because I can't use my cards. And I'm not going to go out and get an American Express card just so I can use my phone.
So are you going to use all $50 at the cook machines at International Mall?
Probably.
Because that's the only place you can use it?
No, a lot of places use them. You'll see, like, Walgreens has it, 7-Eleven has it, McDonald's has it. You just put your phone up to it and it'll charge your card.
Hmm.
And it works with Google Wallet, so I'm going to try to root my phone, and then I think I can use Google Wallet on my phone. But it's like a pain in the ass, and now it leaves a bad taste in my mouth about ISIS. Like, well, fuck ISIS, because...
You don't have an American Express,
yeah,
so you're
not... I don't have an American Express, and now they're saying I can't use Google Wallet because it's competing with them. So fuck them. So anyway, would not recommend. Fuck you, ISIS.
All right, good to know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, on that point, we're ready to wrap up, I believe.
See?
You know what we didn't do today? Introduce ourselves.
God damn it.
We got the psh, but we did not introduce ourselves.
And we were on a roll. We did like 3 weeks in a row where we introduced ourselves.
Well.
All right. Well, I'm Ben Schaefer.
I'm Joey Paris.
I'm Joanna M.
I'm Cy.
All right, good. Now we've thoroughly confused everybody.
They're like, wait, what the fuck?
No, I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cy.
Joanna.
And we'll pretend like those are our real names.
And we're the Fishbowl Podcast.
And this is Fishbowl episode 14. April 1st. April Fool's Day. That's what it was.
Happy April Fool's Day.
It was an April Fool's joke. That's why we said
that. Ah, got you. This podcast isn't really existing.
You're not listening to this. Yes, you are.
Where are you right now? No, they probably...
Are you looking in that mirror from Oculus? I think you are.
Oh God.
Jesus.
I quit.
Dad, could you imagine if like our podcasts are that bad? That's all the mirror does. It just makes you listen to our podcast.
They're not that bad, though.
No, they're not. I actually listen to them. I enjoy them. I listen.
I'm on the podcast live, and I go and listen to them once they get
Yeah,
posted.
You know, so I actually, I think it was the last podcast or the podcast before, I actually went back and listened to it after I had edited it.
Which hey, I never that's did. Saying something.
Yeah.
So it was a good one?
Yeah, I thought so.
All right.
Cool. So, all right, I guess on that note, we'll wrap up here.
Yep.
I think we did wrap up. I think we're finished now.
Yep, yeah, we're finished.
Are we going to wrap up goodbye. The wrap up?
Let's yeah, wrap up sushi. The wrap up.
Woo!
I can't.
Shut up, Joey.
I just ate.
For the sake of the podcast, Joey, let's go get
sushi. Well, all right, we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
All right, later.
Thanks, Later.